Welcome to another episode of Hustle and Grind, everybody. Thanks for joining in with us. Powered by Stables Media, and we are sponsored by Wager Attack and VIP Bets in Canada. Joe, do you want to introduce who we have coming on?
Yeah, so we've got some great guests today, you guys. From Make the Money and Run, we have Basu Vada Party and Casey Freelove. And you guys, you have the coolest last names. I was like typing their last names, and I'm like, Basu has Party in his last name. And Casey has Freelove. And I'm like, how do I not have a cool name like that? Anyway, I'm Joe Madden. Welcome to episode 7 of season 1 of Hustle and Grind. Lady D, take it away.
What's up? Hi, everyone. I'm feeling better. I'm so happy to come back on today, Monday, because I was freaking sick for like a week straight. So I got a lot going on right now. So I'm excited for everything what's going to come out. So I'm Lady D, and you're watching Hustle and Grind. Borrowed by Hope.
Stables Media. It's my one job. I've got it on lockdown now. So Stables Media. Otherwise, you don't even need to talk to me.
You can see me that I'm feeling fine now, which I'm happy. So
yeah, back to normal, which is nice.
Yay.
And we missed you last week. It wasn't the same without you, but Gallo and Cammy P sure had a party of their own. We heard a lot of information that really wasn't there. So I think with you back, we'll have Cam under a little bit more control.
With my kids running in the background.
I don't think I was that bad last week, was I?
No, you weren't bad. There was just a lot of personal information shared between you and Gallo about your toilet paper preferences and wipes and
it's important stuff.
And the whole daily routine. So a little important bit more stuff, than I guys. Needed to know.
I was in the back listening to everything, basically. I was in a room listening to, you know, to witness it. So even though I was sick, I stood there and watched the show as well. So I was there in spirit.
Taylor, I want to say thank you for watching, like always. And yes, everyone's glad Lisa's feeling better. So you guys, UFC this weekend.
Oh my God.
What did you guys think?
Listen. It was a shit show to me. Most of the fights were not expected as how I expected it. Amanda Nunes took down and submit Anderson. Quick. Yeah. I'm like, she just got there to show up and I'm done. Just pay me. Give me my second title, whatever. So, but one of the other fight that was ridiculous and a lot of issues going around with being disqualified. Was Sterling in it? And what's his name? Zay Pay?
I can't remember who Sterling fought. I missed that one, to be honest with you.
Was Pay or Zay? I don't remember his last name.
Yeah. I know what.
I was watching the whole fight and I had money on Sterling. Sterling was getting his ass handed to him. I wish my daughter would stop running around.
Okay.
Seen her doing laps.
Yeah, I know, right? But I was watching the fight. Sterling was getting his butt handed to them for most of the rounds. What happened was the other fighter, he went, Sterling was knee down, and all I see is him do that, bounce his head up and knee him while he was kneeling. So basically, they were calling that a disqualification, a legal move or something like that. And I had never seen an illegal move happen in fighting in the UFC. So I'm like, what's going on? I'm like, I never seen anything like this happen since I've been watching UFC lately. And I'm like, everybody like, oh, that's not a legal move. All the other fighters have been doing that kind of move too. But reading up on everything, it was a legal move because he was already kneeled and he kneed him when he was.
Oh yeah, that's so not allowed.
So, Sterling won.
Wow.
By disqualification.
Now, wasn't he a heavy favorite in that one? Because I remember looking at that fight and not liking the odds. What did you take it at?
No, Sterling was like plus 105, 110 around there.
Oh, okay.
He was a small dog.
Yeah.
This guy was a huge, big one because he was like, what, 20 and 0? No, I think that was the main event.
What? Yeah. Oh, yeah, the main event was crazy.
The main event was crazy, too, because I saw this big Poland man walking up. I'm like, I'm taking him. He's going to win as a dog.
I know. And so, you guys, that's one thing we do a lot with the UFC is we do in-game betting. Lady D started messaging out all of our clients, take the dog in the main card after Nunes won. And I'm going to be honest, I had had too many drinks to get that in on my side. And I was relying on Lady D to handle it Saturday night. So thank you so much for handling that.
I wasn't drunk. I was like trying to calm myself down because on Thursday I was completely wasted and I hated that whole feeling I had. I'm like, damn, I should have never drunk too much vodka.
I love it. You know what?
Pretty good.
And you know which other fight I absolutely love? The Dominic Cruz fight. Seeing him win. Yeah. After not so long, that was a great one. And I know we all had that on our card, and it was fantastic to see. And he did it with great style. It was,
yeah, that was a great fight. I was like, oh, Cruz. And it was crazy because I was taking an Uber down to the bar I was going to go to. We were talking about the fight. And he was like, you got to take Cruz. I'm like, no, I'm not taking Cruz. I'm just going to see how everything works and see how everything goes throughout the whole preliminaries and stuff like that. So I just took Sterling, which was crazy because I was going to lost already. And then I took the big dog, the Poland dude, and the dog.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, it was definitely a fun Saturday of fights. I know you guys, we normally do the fight nights, but we're going to wait till the next main card because all of us just wanted to go out and enjoy the fights this time because it was way too good to not do that. That being said, you guys, we do have Vasu and Casey coming in right away. I'll let Cam first tell us who we're powered by and then I'll bring them in.
We're watching Hustle and Grind powered by Stables Media. One thing I have to do, that's it. You guys take care of the rest.
Hey Vasu. Hi Casey.
Hey guys.
Hello, thank you.
Hi guys, thanks for the invite.
No, we love to have you here. And because you always introduce, you always have us go to your show, so you know we have to go and bring you back here too.
We gotta support our fellow networked shows here.
Right?
Absolutely. So Vasu, do you wanna take it away and tell everyone about yourself and about your show and where they can find you? And then Casey, I'll let you take it.
Dear Diary, my name is Vasu. No, I'm kidding.
Okay, do we all have to take notes on this?
Casey Freelove and I, 2/3 of the Make the Money and Run program, Mondays, Thursdays, and Fridays, 4:15 Eastern. 1:15 Pacific. We talk all about sports on the wagering angle. And Charlie O, our third compadre, is unable to make it today. Otherwise, he would have loved to have been on. And he enjoys your show. He's seen your show a couple times, and he's enjoyed it. And we're even keeping Casey after his regular show today in his office to come on because we figured we owed you an appearance after all the appearances you made on our show, Casey.
Yeah, of course. Great to be with you, folks. And congratulations on another good handicapping season. We're all here to make money, and that's kind of the goal, whether you're hustling, grinding, or making the money and running the hell out of the casino, as I often do. Life is good. Just hit a big winner with Greensboro over Mercer in the Southern Conference Championship, so 1-0 this week. And I've been running pretty hot lately, man. 17-2 in my last 19, so I'll take it. I've certainly improved my basketball record. I'm not a hockey expert by any means, Joe, but I certainly follow your picks and advice when I dabble on the ice. And this is the best time of year for a show like ours and yours. March Madness around the corner.
Yes.
In the second half, Major League Baseball ahead. It's just a great time to be not only watching the games, but trying to make a little bit of money. Let's put it this way. What's easier right now, guys? Making money in the stock market or betting on sports? I'll take the sports every day.
Betting sports, of course.
Absolutely. And it's just as much work betting sports as it is trading stocks. So I know which one is way more fun and not just 100% all numbers in front of you. So I absolutely love it. You guys, I love your show. What time does your show run every day?
Monday, Thursdays, and Fridays, 4:15 Eastern, 1:15 Pacific. We'll do some videos in between. We were going 5 days a week for football because you just can't get enough football for Casey's liking and for Charlie's liking. So I'm ready for baseball. If I could talk to these guys into 5 days a week or 7 days a week, because baseball is my sport that I played all through college, and I'm a big baseball guy. But if I can get these guys to do 7 days a week, nobody wants to see me 7 days a week. So we'll just go 3 days a week.
And you know what? I keep saying that to my team, and they say the same thing to me. They're like, Joe, 7 days a week with you? I don't know.
Oh, we do.
I'm joking.
I don't think anyone said anything.
That's what I feel like.
7 days a week.
Well, just like you two ladies, I can't handle being around Charlie and Casey all the time because they're too pretty. So, Cammy, they feel you.
Okay, so you guys, we were just talking UFC. Did you guys bet UFC this weekend, or you guys stay away from that?
I did. I jumped in on the Vigant app and cleaned up with, I don't even know how to pronounce the guy's last name, but I know he can fight Blachowicz, the guy that fought Israel. It seems to me oftentimes I pretty much just follow public money when betting UFC. I don't follow it as in depth as I would hoops, but right. Seemed like there was just way too much sentiment on a guy who, despite having an undefeated record in UFC, had lost in some other martial arts endeavors in the past. And also when I looked at the weigh-in, I mean, you know, one guy's weighing $199, barely soaking wet, 200. The other guy's like, I'm going to go hit the buffet and gain 15 pounds of muscle overnight. And that was kind of on display. I think the biggest thing with UFC is there are a lot of underdog opportunities. Yeah. And when I jump in, I rarely bet a favorite. Do you have a take on that, Joe, as far as, you know, the public is often wrong in this sport, it seems like.
It seems like currently.
Yeah, absolutely. And I do the same. I really look at that public money before I place a bet in. And I know our team does as well, because if we're liking that pick and then there's too much public money, we stay away. I find it's terrifying. Vegas always wins, you guys, and that's what people forget. And people are like, no, everyone says take them. I was disappointed with the Nunes fight. We had it over 1.5. We did have it by submission though, so thankfully we got one side of that. But the over 1.5, I didn't think it was going to end that quick.
Me either. I was like, damn, this was a quick fight.
Absolutely. So, okay. So UFC, we've got March Madness coming up. I know you guys love March Madness. We're all excited for it. Are you guys going to be doing your own brackets? What are you guys doing?
We'll do whatever they let us do, but we're definitely going to have our bets going, and I'll probably be in a Yahoo pool. I'll probably be in some other pool. I have a friend in San Jose for about 25 years. He's had a pool that he started via email. Now you can do all the payments through Venmo and everything. So the pool has evolutionized itself, I guess, the best way, from caveman status to Venmo status and PayPal status. And we've now got like 17,000 people in this pool. We just keep inviting every year. It keeps getting bigger and bigger. For $5 a pop, you can get in on the prizes. I've heard people win like up to like 50 grand, 60 grand on these.
Wow. That's
crazy.
So I'll send you guys the email link. We can always use
it over.
Five more people. But yeah, it's a good time. And then just the regular betting, just the regular normal wagering on March Madness, depending on matchups and things like that. One thing I will say before any questions is, like, these last few years, in case they'll probably agree with me, every college basketball team, for all 340 of them in the NCAA, they all have at least one player or two players that can play. So these inflated point spreads are based on the names on the front of the jersey, and they're not always the right way to go, because automatically you think Kansas and UMBC, who was the first number 16 seed that won over Virginia a couple of years ago. That line was Virginia minus 25 or 26, and they got beat outright. So you can't always look at the front of the jersey name. You got to look and see the players. You kind of look at it a little bit more, especially in that first round when a lot of people probably never watched those lower seeds coming in. I mean, we're all getting acquainted with them during championship week right now.
Right.
Absolutely. But I did read a funny stat, and the stat was talking about to just improve your bracket, before you start looking at some underdogs, if you just take every higher ranked seed, your odds of winning are so much higher than if you start looking for those dogs. So then finding after that, those favorable dogs, in the situation. So I don't know. I don't like doing the brackets. I really don't. I'm not a fan of it. I'm going to be completely honest here with you. So I know Lady D loves it. It's her thing.
It's my thing. I love brackets. I love doing college basketball. I have had an incredible season for college basketball. I have been honestly killing it. I made up to like, I'm up to $5,000 in the whole season, just betting 20 on them. So I was like, but I like to bet a lot of them. I don't like to bet three games. I go through a time section like, okay, there's 11 games and go 3 p.m. I'm going to do 5. So I'm like that. I like to spread out a lot. I don't like doing like 2 or 3 picks the whole day. And I can't wait for March Madness so I can start ranking more too. So
let me ask you this. I'm curious as to all three of yours' opinion as far as future betting. I call it layering, but I'm obsessed, much like the market, with getting in early on teams that I think are a contender. This year we've got two outliers for the listening audience at home. Loyola of Chicago, who's been playing ranked basketball as of late. You remember them from the Final Four a couple years ago. They're getting you 55-1 to cut down the nets in Indy this year. Then you've got the Houston Cougars out of the American Conference. I know they don't get on TV a lot, but they've got some very good coaching and a very capable unit. They're getting you 18-1. What I'm saying is, looking at this board, this year I find it more complicated than ever. I can't bet Gonzaga because mid-majors never win it. I like Baylor, but I'm worried about the rust factor. Michigan coming off their worst week of the entire season. And then I feel like Illinois is a team that's really rising. So I'm just curious as far as when you two are, you know, all three of you are getting involved before the tournament, there's obviously more value than as we get going. And I think it's a way to kind of grind out a little extra cash if you're not going to be there to bet every single game.
Right. Yeah. I really think Loyola is a sleeper. As you mentioned, they did make it to the Final Four and then they fell apart. Losing. I was in Vegas that whole time when I was seeing them. I was going for Sister Mary. Yay! For Loyola. I think they can make it, but I don't think they can make it past further. But I would say they're a sleeper. I would take them.
What do you guys think of Ohio State coming back? I'm looking at them around second seed right now.
Who are you talking? I missed it. Who did you say?
Ohio State.
Well, Ohio State is a long family history for my dad coming there to from India to Ohio State. I'm very partial to Ohio State, but I don't think that they're big enough on the inside to compete with teams. They've shown it in the Big Ten this year. They've lost to teams that were bigger than them, Illinois. Even Michigan State gave them a bad time last week when they were on the road. But I do like the way they shoot the ball. I'm not sure how far they're going to get. Casey and I talked about that. We talk about the Big Ten and the Big 12 a lot because those are the two conferences that are going to get probably the most number of teams in March Madness. But even before you get to March Madness, sometimes a lot of the money is made during this week, during conference championship week, because you've already had teams play each other twice, and now they're going to play each other a third time for the right to go to the conference tournament, whether they're an at-large or a conference champion. But the pride factor playing in the in-conference tournament seems to be a lot better than when you get to March Madness, what your expectations were. I've been lucky enough to cover the Pac-12 conference for the last 5 years. I love watching them play in the tournament, and I love watching them play in the tournament against each other, beating themselves up for a third time. So I'm really looking forward to this week, and then I'll think about next week. So you can tune into our show to find out who we like for the 68 or 64 left starting next Thursday.
Absolutely. Can't wait.
One recommendation that I'll throw out there, this is my personal opinion and the way I'm going to approach it. Once they release the brackets and we see where everybody gets seated, I'm probably going to be throwing a little money at two different Big 12 teams to make the Final Four and win that part of the bracket, whether, you know, whatever region you want to pick. Mm-hmm. I'm very high. I'm buying the Big 12 right now. I'm a little kind of selling on the Big 10. Now watch me be wrong and two Big 10 teams get there. When you're looking at this conference, I mean, they're loaded from top to bottom. Kansas has resurged here in the second half. Baylor's already a stalwart. I like Texas Tech. I even like Texas a little bit. Bottom line is I think this conference from top to bottom has beat each other up quite a bit, and they are going to be a team, any of those teams, one you don't want to see probably on your roster. And also, if Oklahoma can find their way in, you'll have seven teams right there out of the 64 bracket that you could have a chance to move forward with. I'm kind of throwing out future information because we don't have any numbers based on our bet in the tournament. But I think that a lot of gamblers kind of overlook that and just want to throw everything on one game. And that doesn't make for any fun over the course of a tournament that's going to take 3 weeks to decide or 4 weeks to decide.
Right. I agree.
Absolutely. I'm glad you said Oklahoma. They weren't even on my radar, really. I let them slip my mind. I wrote down, like, Gonzaga, Michigan, Baylor, Illinois, Alabama, Ohio, Houston. So
yeah, both Oklahoma and Oklahoma State look very good. Oklahoma State playing very well against the number, that's for sure. Anybody who's been betting them recently has been winning.
Yeah, absolutely.
I lost on Milwaukee by this minute. They were up like 6.
Oh, seven. Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, I had them plus 4. I'm like, damn it. And this was like my head-to-head competition I'm in. So I'm like, oh, no, I'm down one damn game. My two hockeys to come back.
So do you guys have any tips on picking a sleeper? What you look at? I know I look at coaching and past years. What do you guys think?
Go ahead, Jason.
Yeah, coaching, past years, draw as far as where they are regionally, although I know that's a little different in COVID times as far as fan bases being able to travel, but there's nothing like having a home away from home, and in years past, that's often been the case. For example, if you remember when Connecticut was winning all those national championships, you know, it's going back to 2014 and before, but they often got shipped out west, but they travel really large, so it doesn't really matter where you're at. I personally saw that the year that Gonzaga was able to go to the Final Four via San Jose. I was at that Elite Eight game when they beat Xavier, and you wouldn't know that the state of Ohio even showed up for it. There was just a ton of Bulldog fans. But I think your basic points there, Joe, for sure. I mean, it comes down to coaching, recent performance, and if a team is fortunate enough to have some top-tier junior or senior players that maybe aren't NBA players, but maybe G League guys or European players, just to know that they've got somebody to fit around that star, Vasu. Case in point right there probably would be Oklahoma State, who we just saw without Cade Cunningham. Avery Anderson has a monster game, showing that they've got a supporting cast to go along with some good coaching.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, what I look at is it's kind of funny because a lot of these head coaches at these smaller programs or these mid-major programs were assistant coaches at bigger programs. And so if you know where they came from, and not that you have to do a lot of research on that, but if you know where they came from, you know what kind of philosophy they have. So you take like a Kansas assistant coach that's in one of these small conferences, you know what kind of offense they're going to play, you know what kind of defense you're going to run up against. And you always kind of look for, like I said, there's 340 Division I teams. Every team has got a player. Some, a lot have two, and the elite ones have three really good players. If you can find one good player or two good players on these smaller schools and you're getting 20 points or 21 points in these individual games, certainly those are the games to probably look at to go. They may not get past the Sweet 16, and they may lose, but at least you'll cover the points spread for others and win the game out. But in the end, I know Casey doesn't like the mid-majors. I know Gonzaga is really good right now. But Baylor coming off their COVID has been something that I've looked at a lot. I liked West Virginia a lot up until about 2 weeks ago. And then Oklahoma State beat them, and then Baylor beat them last week as well, too. So the Big 12, probably the best conference right now. The Big 10, probably the second best, and then everybody else is just a fight for the remaining. We're number 66. We're number 66. You know, that type of cheer. Those type of cheers they throw out there. But it's going to be an interesting tournament. Casey said it right. The COVID situation. Everybody's going to be in the same state. They're all going to play between Purdue and Indiana and Lucas Oil Field, and I guess IUPUI is going to have a tournament too as well, and. It's going to be interesting to see because there's no travel. You only have 10% or 25% fan base, and so you know, if you're willing to pay the money, I guess then you can go see him and support your team. But other than that, I mean, I don't know how it's been for you guys handicapping wise. It's just been a hard year, you know, in life in general. But it's just been a hard year to handicap. Not that that's the most important thing, but it's really been a hard year.
It absolutely has. There's a lot of differences without the crowds and everything. Quickly, you said Purdue. I want to know what you think their chances are. I'd put them fifth or sixth seed in this. Do you think they're going to have any advantages?
I like Purdue. I'm sorry, Casey. I like Purdue because I think they can. The only thing I don't like about Purdue is they don't shoot the ball as well as they need to in the tournament. You have to make shots in the NCAA tournament. They play really good defense, and they're in a tough Big Ten conference. They're right up there near the top of the pack. In fact, they got the, I think, did we say, Casey, they had the double bye today? or they've got the single bye. Yeah, they've got the double bye. So they've got a double bye, which means they played well and they've shot well enough to get there. And I didn't give Purdue that big of a chance going into the Big Ten season. And here they are in the fourth seed going into this tournament above teams, again, with the names like Michigan State and other teams that were there in the Big Ten. Even Minnesota was supposed to be better than they were. So teams like that are below. But I got to think that if they play Purdue, Matt Painter is one of those coaches. He's been there 13 years. He played there. He's all Purdue all the time because of playing and coaching, assistant coaching and coaching there. So he'll get them ready, and they play defense and they get a good seed. Who knows? We could see them in the Sweet 16, Joe.
It would be good to see. That's for sure. I do like them. So
I think also the Midwest teams will have a little bit of an advantage. I mean, because at least regionally based, if you're going to sell any tickets, if you're in Michigan or if you're in Ohio, you might want to travel over to Indiana to get a look. Purdue's probably the only team from that state that's going to be in unless Butler makes some kind of crazy run in the Big East. So why not? I mean, it's 60-1. If it's not worth $5 to win 300, then what are we even doing here, right? I mean, okay, take a little chance. But I think
60-1, my money's going on that tonight. I'm going to put a bet on it.
Yeah, there you go. So I think the Midwest teams might be set in a good position. That's to win the whole thing, but why not? Again, I think this year we are going to be baffled when we look at our Final Four sheets. Yes, some of the cream will rise to the top, but it's anybody's crapshoot call because some teams have played 26 games, some teams have played 19. There's a rust factor. There's a fact that a lot of these kids that are going to one state to play the tournament probably have never been to that state. They're going to be away from home. I know they'll probably travel back and forth, but there's just so much chaos that I really feel like there's an opportunity to get in there and maybe bust somebody else's bracket open with one of these teams that we haven't even mentioned yet, maybe like a UConn or something crazy like a San Diego State or somebody that we're not even looking at on our radar right now to just come kick the doors in on this tournament. And that would please me as a fan because I don't need Duke, Carolina, Kansas, and Kentucky in the Final Four every year. That just doesn't float my boat.
And one more thing, Joe, real quick. This might be the year with Al Hard. We were talking about how COVID was and how the picking. You remember when, at least in the days when I was in the corporate world and we'd have our brackets in the office and everything and you try and sneak away to lunch to go watch the tournament at some sports park before it all came out. This might be the year you call up all those people to bet on the favorite colors and the uniforms that look good and all this other stuff. So in COVID, that might be the way to go this year. And it may throw our whole handicapping off just by the one-off that we're all having this year.
Absolutely, Mike. Just don't throw darts, you guys, or let your dog pick it based on a treat. Because if I start seeing that, I'll make the money and run. I'm going to cry. Have you guys seen these videos, though, of handicappers calling that and being like, okay, my dog said he picked that treat.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
why rely on research?
Right?
Yeah, that makes as much sense as those baby races at halftime of NBA games where they're all kind of on the court. I mean, how do you handicap that? Which baby's the hungriest? I don't know this whole thing.
Yeah, what about the puppy bowl? What about the puppy bowl that picks the winner?
Right. And, that makes a little bit more sense than the treat one, though. The treat one just throws my head. I'm just like, even darts, you could aim at one side. Wow. Okay, so you guys want to talk some hockey? Did you guys have any bets out tonight in hockey?
You know, I did have one bet. I had a bet on the St. Louis Blues tonight in San Jose. San Jose hasn't planned very well. That's the only hockey game I had. I was looking at Las Vegas and Minnesota, but they just left San Jose. How about this wild story? I don't know if you guys heard the story in San Jose where I lived. The Fairmont Hotel closed, and they had to move the Vegas Knights out of the hotel like in the middle of the day because the hotel closed, and I don't know where they went to or what they did, but it might have got them angry because they ended up getting two wins in San Jose, and now they traveled out to Minnesota. So we don't talk a lot of hockey on our show. I love hockey, but they don't have hockey in Sacramento. Casey's a UNLV guy, so he follows the Golden Knights from that standpoint. I'm a huge, as you know, Joe and Dee and Cammy. I don't know if Cammy knows, but I'm a huge Chicago Blackhawks fan. I try and watch whenever I can. I mean, that's probably the only wasted money I spend on DirecTV getting the hockey package because they're never on except for the Blackhawks games or late night hockey when there's no basketball on. And when baseball starts, I never see hockey. I have to just look at the phone all the time because I'm always at a baseball game, which I'm happy to be at this year in 2021, by the way.
Well, bet you are. Because
I'm not a hockey expert, let me ask the experts, because I know, Joe, you like the Golden Knights in the preseason to be one of those teams to look at as a future bet, perhaps, and I 100% agree with that. It seems very top-heavy from the limited hockey I've watched. Tampa, Boston, Colorado, Toronto, and Vegas are kind of the glamour teams. They get all the coverage, but as I'm looking at the big board here, if you could pick anybody not – that isn't one of those franchises, you got a lot of value. Carolina 12-1, Edmonton 14-1, Philly 16-1. Is there an outlier that you think is going to really kick it into second gear here in the second half and maybe get us some value on that future betting?
You know what? For myself, I look at the Flyers. I really love how they're playing lately. I think they have the talent as long as they can pull it together. They get rattled sometimes and they fall behind and they can't come back. So that's the only thing that scares me with them. I know Cammy is a huge Oilers fan. Cammy, what do you think of your Oilers?
Well, they're not going to do it. I'd love for them to do it, but they're not going to do it. They still have some weak issues in net and a few other places. I don't think that they can play against. They had three games against the Maple Leafs last week there. 13 goals against and 1-4 in three games. So, they're not at the caliber where they can play with these top teams like the Maple Leafs, the Lightning, Hurricanes. They're all kind of, those guys are all in the top spots there. So, I don't know if my best bet for a Canadian team, Toronto seems to drop the ball too in playoffs. I'm going to say, your long shot would be like the Jets. They're coming on strong. They've been coming on strong for the last couple of weeks here. They're up in eighth spot now overall, so they're moving up.
Coincidentally, they started getting hot after they made the trade too, right?
After Laine, yeah.
Patrick Laine. But let me ask you, Joe and Cammy, in terms of this, because hockey from a betting standpoint reminds me of baseball a lot because you bet on the goalies. So who's got the best goaltending right now? Who are like the top teams in their goaltending right now for the hockey viewers that are watching right now that watch our show? We've gotten a couple of requests for hockey. Maybe we should start boning up on our hockey rotation.
I definitely think Vegas has one of the strongest goaltending teams, like their secondary and everything. I would definitely look at Vegas. Also, I think Lightning. I really like Lightning's goalie. I'm drawing a blank on his name. But he's incredible. So what are you thinking, Cammy?
I like Anderson for the Leafs. The Leafs are doing really well. I just think that they might get in their heads a little too much once they go to the playoffs. But Anderson's been standing on his head, so he's been fantastic. The Lightning, their goalie's fantastic as well. There's a few of these guys, and if you look at all the guys in the top 10 there, they all have decent goalies. So I think that I'm going to go with that one with what's his face? I don't know why I can't remember his name on the Jets there. Trying to look it up right now, but Hellebuck he's fantastic
too. Connor Hellebuck, yeah, he's great.
Yeah, he is. And it's Lady D, I have to say hats off to you. Lady D had the Winnipeg Jets the other week as underdog, and I was like, I'm not touching it. I took the total, we got the total, and she got the dog.
I've been hitting all these dogs. I'm like, okay, like I have Vancouver Canucks today because they have a better record at home. But what scares me is their goalie is not that great that they're putting in today. So let's see if I get lucky and have Vancouver hit today.
Yeah, I have Vancouver as well today. So
I've been hitting all these dogs, and I don't know because my husband like, oh, I like this. I'm like, no, we're not. I'm not taking that one. I'm going opposite you. Sorry, honey. He gets so mad when I win. I'm like, I told you, listen to me. You have to be
able to. We know who runs the house there in lovely Arizona.
Absolutely. Another game that I faded the public, and I also faded the amount of games they had won. It was the Vegas game that's on right now against the Wild. So I think Vegas has won the last six or seven games, and I was like, they're due for a loss. Wild's up by 1 point. They're in the second period. It's 1-0. So fingers crossed the Wild's pull this off.
You're hot, Joe. We follow your hockey picks.
I have the Knights. I can't help it. They're good on a road.
Yeah.
So, I hope they do because that's one of my H2 my head-to-head contest picks too. If not, I won't be down 2-0, 0-2. I'm like, that's not good coming in. All the shit I was talking. I'm talking so much crap. I'm like, you know what? I gotta see y'all later.
Yeah, but that's half the fun. That's half the fun is talking shit.
I was all cocky and confident, and I'm like, damn.
Can't do that. Games will humble you. Ask any professional athlete. Yes. They'll get humbled the second they start. The second they start thinking they're better than everybody thinks they think they are. Oh, yeah. Then you go 0-for-4 with 4 strikeouts, and you didn't even swing the bat.
I'm like, no.
So the Coyotes are actually beating the Avalanche too right now. It's 2-0, and it's in the first. So that's actually shocking me. I really didn't think the Coyotes would get up on the Avalanche, but they can come back.
That was one of the other ones that I really like too, the Yotes. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to touch it.
Absolutely. I want to remind everyone you're watching Hustle and Grind, powered by
Stables Media.
Oh boy, Tammy.
We are here every Monday at 6 o'clock Pacific Standard. That's 7 o'clock Mountain Standard. And I don't know what time that is in the East, guys. What, 9 o'clock in the East?
9 o'clock in the East. Yep.
9 o'clock in the East. And we're springing forward soon. So this is going to change a whole bunch of time zones and get me even more confused. So it's the last time I'm saying time zones. Someone else has to do it. Because I'm going to get really confused.
We stay in the same time zone here. So.
Okay. Well, that's good. Well, you guys, I want to thank you so much for coming on. Did you have any last stories you wanted to tell us?
Well, I got a lot of stories, but that's not for this type of show. So we'll leave it at that. Well, I appreciate it, Joe. Anytime. Thanks for the invite, Joe. Appreciate it.
Thanks for coming on, guys.
Yeah, I certainly appreciate it. My last little bit of advice, throw a couple bucks on the 76ers to win the East, please. 5.5-1. I know the Nets are getting all the hype, but Philly, if healthy, is a legitimate contender. Worth at least $100 in my humble opinion. And thank you three so much. You do great work. I appreciate you having us on.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thanks for coming on, guys.
We appreciate having you guys. Have a great night. Well, that was fun.
They are awesome. I love having them.
Their collective knowledge is overwhelming.
It is. They know so much. I'm going to start making sure I watch their show every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. Is that what they said?
Yeah, Tuesdays. I'm going to watch for their March Madness picks. I want to see learn a little bit more about that.
Absolutely. So, NFL news. Did you guys hear about Dak Prescott?
Dak.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes. Oh my God. What do you think about that signing?
For a guy with a broken leg, I don't know. Yeah, well, it's $40 million a year. Guaranteed, I think it's the highest guaranteed amount, like $126 million guaranteed or something like that. Something crazy. So they're putting everything they have behind him. So it's good. He better come to the table and play.
Right.
Once his leg's healed.
If ever heal. Nothing,
that looked like a pretty big break.
That was, but I don't know. I guess they got some of the best doctors in professional sports in America. So if the doctors are saying he's going to play, like, have you guys heard if he's going to be starting this season?
Oh, yeah. Well, they were talking. I think they were talking about that. Dak's going to be starting.
Okay.
He's probably going really hard right now, working on off season, all his getting his leg back up to game status. But I guarantee he'll start.
Absolutely, I think
they're putting a lot of money into their doctors too. If they're putting $140 million into him or $160
million. Yeah,
$160 million. They're putting, it's $40 million a season. But they're putting a lot of money in, and he'll probably have the best physicians, that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I guess it makes it a little bit easier to come back from a bad break like that when you've got a full team working on you nonstop for the off season. So I'm sure he'll be back on the start.
Right. Okay, and more big news that I heard. Guess how much Tom Brady's rookie card went for?
How much?
Take a guess.
40,000? 200?
No, not even close. It's in the millions. $1.32 million his rookie card went for. So now I'm like, where are all those, the Topps cards that I bought my son and my daughter?
No, I know. They got to be perfect condition. Like that one... that one card that Wayne Gretzky, his rookie, was a mint condition. It's just like one of like two or three left in the world, and it sold for just over $1 million. 1.25, somewhere in there.
Okay, so Tom Brady's card sold for more. Wow.
Well, that's why I said to my friend, she called me. She wanted to buy her husband a Tom Brady jersey signed, and it was $3,000. I said if it's verified, do it. As soon as he retires, it'll be worth $6,000. Might as well. Yeah. It's only going to go up in value.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a good investment. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
I never got it. Cards or anything like that, so or the memorabilia. So I always wanted to have my jersey signed by Taze, but I never had that opportunity, so
I got lucky with ended up having a friend, and their friend lived beside Connor McDavid in Ontario, and she got a jersey signed for my son Jax for his birthday, so that came back. I just got to put it into one of the cases now, but yeah, it's kind of neat. But yeah, getting the signs. I got an Eberle signed, and I've got a Taylor Hall signed. Neither of those guys play for the Oilers anymore, so I just have to buy more shadow boxes.
You absolutely do, and yeah, I think he deserved that deal.
I think he does too, for sure. I think Gerald's right on that, 100%.
Absolutely, he
plays his butt off, and he's a hard worker.
Yeah,
so, you know, someone to come back from a break like that and just be like, yeah, I'm starting at the beginning of the season. I guarantee he's working his butt off right now.
It was like this. Oh, my, I know. Oh my God, that's ugly injury.
I couldn't watch it.
$1 billion?
Yeah. That's like, I picture the little guy like this from, whatchamacallit, $1 billion.
Mini-me from Austin Powers.
So, Stephanie, I pictured you saying it like this. So, just so you know.
I guarantee she was.
I think so too. $1 billion. So then the only other like big thing in NFL that I was looking at was the Seahawks released Dunlap to free up room. So he was their defensive end. And I really didn't see them letting him go. So he got released today.
Wow. How much did that free up?
Oh, I can't remember. I didn't write it down. It was a lot of room, though. So, you guys, what do you think? Russell Wilson staying or leaving Seahawks?
I say the Bears should try and go after him.
I think the Bears would definitely.
They need a quarterback. They got a good team. If they had a good quarterback, well, then, you know, Trubisky's well, okay. Like, there's nothing wrong with them. But they need a, you know.
They need
a solid number one quarterback. Wilson could pull out with that with the Bears and their defense and everything. Yeah, I think they'd be really good.
Yeah, absolutely. I would love Wilson there. I think he'd do really good there. And I think if he wants a chance at getting to Super Bowl, he needs to leave the Seahawks. And that's okay, sad, but
garbage.
Yeah, but I think the Seahawks need to revamp. I think they need a young quarterback, build that team back up. They have to get rid of their thought that they still have the Legion to Boom or the what to boom? The yeah. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean? I can't say it. This is Vasu coming on. Vasu, it was an absolute pleasure. Thank you. And what is this? Tell me about it. Signed Vasu. Bears fan. I don't know. Oh. I'm trying to keep up with these comments. Sorry, guys.
Right.
There is so many teams, so many great players right now. You guys, who are you most excited to see play next year?
So you cut out there, Joe, what'd you say?
Who are you most excited? Which team are you most excited for next year?
You know,
not the Texans. Not the Texans, that's for sure. I guess I could start watching Arizona. I'm excited for them. Like to see what Murray does. I think the Cardinals are going to have a good team. And I'm also excited to see Stafford with the Rams. I think it's good. They're going to be a contender for their area, right?
Yeah, I definitely think so. Yeah, it will be interesting to see him there.
No,
sure.
Stephanie, not the Chargers.
Stephanie and I, like, that's two against, probably two. Lady D's not going to join on the Chargers bandwagon.
They're like the worst team. They're not the worst team.
We're not the worst team, that's for sure. Yeah, I'm excited to see my Chargers play this year. You guys, I want to remind you, I don't know. Sorry. Then I start getting messages, and then I'm going to talk, and then I start reading. So I don't know what Stephanie's saying to you, Cam.
Yes, Cam. Twice.
Yes, Cam. Whatever you did, she's very happy with. I wanted to remind you guys, if you are looking for a sports book up here in Canada, check out VIPBets.com. And in the US, it's wagerattack.com. And both of them promo code HNG.
Yes. Go check them out.
Definitely. And you guys, one thing, let's quickly talk about shopping lines. Lady D, do you want to explain to people why it's a good thing to shop lines?
Well, sometimes it's not a good idea, and sometimes it is a bad idea, because like me, I love to shop. I love to shop lines, okay? I love to go look and see if I can. Oh, my God, my thing is going crazy. I love to shop, see how low it is, but then what happened, it can change during an hour before the game time. You'll be like, damn, if it was like plus 3.5, it would have gone to 4. I missed it, then it would go to 4.5. So it's good to shop lines early throughout the hours, see mm-hmm. where it's going at.
Now, can I ask you both a question? I love doing this in big primetime football games. Taking the line before the public drives that number up. So taking a total of 50 and taking the over, but waiting for the public to drive it up to like 54 and then taking the under. So we're hitting both sides of that. Is that one thing you guys like to do?
Oh, God. You see, I love to go look for it on early to catch the early line, but what, like I was trying to explain that when I see it later, I just like, oh damn it, I should have got it at this. So it's hard for me to like explain it, because I like to go get the lines early to give to my clients, to our clients. Mm-hmm. But then when I look later, I'm like, shit, I should have got it at this freaking odds than the early odds. So it's hard to look for it for me. So it's bias with me on that whole by finding early lines.
What about you, Cammy?
Okay, I'm not going to lie. I'm fostering two dogs, and they were being idiots, and I wasn't really paying attention to the actual question. So I thought I could bullshit my way through it. But it looks like I can't, because I know something about shopping lines. So I'm assuming looking up different odds and find the best ones for each bet.
But that was cases, a question ago. You missed a whole question.
Okay, yeah, there you go. See, I couldn't bullshit my way through.
Oh, it's okay.
I tried.
I asked if you like taking both sides of a total when the public bets up that total and you've already taken the over, and then you're taking the under as well because that line has moved so high.
Yeah, if the line moves up because of the public, then, yeah, throw it down on the other side, then maybe just break even type thing.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, I love doing that. And I love when it hits right in the middle and you hit both sides of that. That's like my best day ever when that happens. So,
yeah. Yeah, but why not, right? If the public money drives it up and you want to stay away from the public money anyways. So, like you said, Vegas always wins. So, yeah, there's nothing wrong with putting a bet on the other side of it too.
Absolutely. Your Oilers are tied up with the Senators right now. It's 1-1.
Yeah, it's 1-1. And you're talking about the 11th spot team playing the worst team in the league. And it's tied 1-1. Told you, Oilers, they're up and down. They're not consistent. I wish they were.
Well, Calgary lost to them how many times? It was absolutely brutal. So it's not a good thing.
Give Calgary a couple of weeks. Sutter's going to change some things around there. They're going to come on stronger. Absolutely. Sutter knows what he's doing.
He does.
Great coach. He did okay as a GM, but his talent is coaching. So I think Calgary, and I should have brought that. I didn't even think about it when Bassi asked that. I think Calgary Flames will come on strong in the second. They're not a favorite to win by any means, but they're going to come on strong. They're going to gain some spots, which will be nice to see.
Absolutely. And Lady D, what do you think of your Blackhawks? How do you think they're going to do?
They're looking good right now. They have gave Tampa Bay a freaking great plays during the whole their series. So They're looking great. The goalie's looking great. It looks like our team is coming back. So I think they're going to probably come back this second half and try to get up to the – they were sixth place. I don't even know what they're at right now. I haven't even been keeping track because I've been betting all these damn hockey games right now. So –
They did lose yesterday, but didn't they win on
Saturday?
Or no, that was that Friday. I'm just looking right now.
I think they won Friday, and they kept up with them the other one. I think that was the overtime as well.
What a high-scoring game. Their game on yesterday was 6-3 for the Lightning, but 9 points. You guys, do you think it's odd how many points teams are getting this year? I'm finding it's the highest.
How many what?
How many points are being scored in hockey lately?
I have not touched the over-unders. I hate touching over-unders on the whole situation with hockey. And I hate puck lines because then I get so upset that you like, okay, they're going to win, but are they going to win against the puck line at -1.5? So I just try to find the great money odds that is not over 150. And if they are over 150, I just don't touch them because I hate getting messed over with the puck line. So I learned my lessons. I'm not taking the puck lines, and I haven't done over and under the totals in hockey in over. I haven't even done it this whole season at all, which is crazy because I usually dabble in it. But it's crazy how many scorings they have. Some teams like yesterday.
Yeah, it depends on the games, though. Like, I mean, if you look at it, though, you can take the over-unders on certain ones. There's certain ones that I wouldn't take them. You know, if you got two good goalies playing against each other, I wouldn't, you know, if the over 6.5, I'd be going under on that because they're two good goalies going to be stopping things. Unless, short of one of them shitting the bed and just kind of giving up, it's going to be a low-scoring game. But when you see Tampa Bay, play one of the teams that are a little bit farther behind. Yeah, it's might be a higher scoring game because Tampa Bay's they're jacked. They're loaded up. They've got a great team, and yeah, they're gonna kill other teams that are not in their realm. So you just gotta be careful with those over unders and just pick the. I always base it kind of on the goalies that are playing, because Vatsy's point, goalies win games.
Yeah, for sure. So you guys, what else did you want to talk about? We're coming down to the last 5 minutes here. Is there any leans you wanted to give anyone looking at tomorrow? I know we haven't really talked about it as a team yet tomorrow. There are some great games, but
well, they can go on our Patreon account and sign up, and they can see all of them tomorrow.
Right. Just sign up.
Absolutely. I'm going to run the Patreon down below. You guys, our bets are guaranteed. So if you sign up for a daily package and we don't go positive ROI, we're not going to go positive number-wise, but you lose money. And we don't give out high favorite odds. So you have to go positive ROI or you get the next package free. So if you sign up daily, you get another daily card free. If we don't, but we always do. So it's definitely worth it, you guys.
Yeah, so, I know. What y'all waiting for?
So the link is below patreon.com. It's basically if you go onto Patreon, you look up Hustle and Grind, you'll see all the different packages we have, daily, weekly, weekend, monthly packages. Go check it out, you guys. You won't be disappointed, I promise you. And we do some in-game betting. So we do like to sign you up to Telegram so that we can get those messages out. Lady D is on fire at getting those out on a Saturday night watching UFC.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It was crazy. And I have been on fire this last week. But I'm not doing too good today. So I need the hockey picks to come through for me. So let's see what happens.
Yeah. So far, I haven't been blown out of my picks yet. So it's good. But when is the next UFC, Joe? Do you know?
I can look it up right now.
We will be commentating for, I think.
Yeah, we will be. So there is a fight night coming up, but we're just going to do the main. UFC 260 is March 27th.
Okay, so 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Yeah. And then you guys, yeah, we'll do the whole main card. We're not going to do any of the prelims, you guys, because otherwise it's like 4 hours of
four us. 4 hours. Yeah. I don't want to, so much, so much. And yeah, it's 4 hours. By the time the main starts, I'm getting sloppy because I've had a few beers and I'm trying to, you know, tell everybody what's happening and slurring my words. It's just no one wins. No one wins. So I just don't turn on the UFC until we get to the main and then I'll start commenting then.
Absolutely. So yeah, if you guys want to join us then, we'll be going live on Facebook and YouTube, yeah. The Hustle and Grind. YouTube is the best place to watch it, you guys. It will be interactive. You can comment with us. Sadly, we can't let you hear any of it or see any of it, but you can listen to us telling you exactly on time what's happening, because there's nothing worse than betting on it and not knowing what's happening.
In all fairness, we're not listening to it either. We get to see it, but we just can't hear it.
We just get drunk and just make little comments.
Yeah. Somebody kicks somebody. They look hurt.
Oh, I never kicked each other. That's a quite a painful submission there.
There's some sort of red substance coming out of his eye. I don't know what it is. See, we're really good at this. So join us on that date, March 28th?
March 27th.
27th, okay.
Join us on the 28th, don't be too late. So, but you guys can listen to it anytime. All of our shows are archived on YouTube. So easiest place to find it is on the Hustle and Grind YouTube. They also go up on the Stables Media YouTube. And if you want to listen to the audio, guys, we are live on, well, not live. It is on Spotify, Apple Music, everywhere you can listen to podcasts.
Everywhere.
There we go.
Go listen.
Yeah, so I guess that's it. I want to thank everybody for joining us on Hustle and Grind, powered by Stables Media.
Talk about.
What's that? Joe's gonna close them out. I just had to get my powered by Stables Media in. If I don't do that, I get a nasty message from Tony. He's not happy. He threatens my job all the time. So I don't know. I figured I'd say it right away. Get it done real quick. So there you go.
Where is Tony? I haven't seen him today on here.
No, he must be busy tonight. So we missed you, Tony.
Yeah, MIA. We're going to have to harass him now.
Okay, Lady D, you want to close it out? And then I will play our ad by our sponsor. And yeah, you guys.
Okay, yeah, can check us out here every Monday, 6 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. on Standard Time, every Monday on here on Stables Media Network. You got to come check us out. Make sure listen to us. Subscribe to our web, YouTube. You can catch me as Lady D or Betting in Heels on social media. Where can they find you, Cam?
I can't remember what that website's called, but yeah, no, we'll just use KP Picks on Instagram, and then Hustle and Grind. Hustle and Grind is the main one. Just go to our Hustle and Grind page. Has everything. No one wants to look me up anyways. I don't even know what you're asking. They only care about you two. I'm just here to just be, we're powered by Stables Media. That's my one job. So just, you guys keep doing your thing. I'll do my thing. Everyone will look you guys up. I guarantee no one's searching videos of Cam. Let's go search a video of Cam. No one. No one is. They don't care. They're searching videos of you guys, though.
I'm sure they are. I'm sure there's a couple of people out there searching your videos.
Oh, yeah. No, I guarantee it. Well, besides Tony.
Maybe not. So Tony is watching. Tony, thank you so much for watching. We love you. Okay, you guys.
Thanks, Tony.
I hope you guys have a wonderful night. Remember to be back here next Monday.
And have a great week, everybody. And go kill it. We'll see you guys next week. Come see our Patreon account and get the winning bets today, tomorrow, the next day, whatever.
Tomorrow.
Someday.
No. Okay, guys. Also, don't forget to come check me out, Tony Russo, Mike Gallo, tomorrow at 9 Mountain Standard Time. I think it's 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. All these damn times that drive me.
It's 1 hour behind you, Lisa. That's it. So if it's 9 here, it's 8 there.
Check me out.
We're mountain. Pacific Mountain.
Amon. That's Amore. And it's powered by whom?
Stables Media.
Yep. So don't forget about me, Tony Russo, and Mike Gallo tomorrow.
And I'll be watching.
Okay. Sign us out, Ms. Joe.
Bye, guys. Have a good one.
Are you looking for a reliable sports book that you can trust? In the USA, please check out wagerattack.com. Use promo code HNG. In Canada, VIPBets.com. Promo code HNG will get you a match deposit up to $500.